So what did you do to start? Where did you get your start?
Well, I was born and raised at Lyons Municipal in 1941. I started golfing when I was 5 years old because that's all we could do. I mean, you lived right in the middle of the golf course. My dad was a greenskeeper at Lyons for 38 years. I started when I was five, and I got the opportunity because Mr. Pennick was a good friend of my dad's. I got the opportunity to play golf with him at Hancock Park, the old Austin Country Club, when it was still 18 holes.
With Mr. Pennick?
With Mr. Pennick.
And how old was he at that time?
Oh gosh, I mean, he was 40 to 45 probably.
What kind of a player was he?
He was a good player.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good player. But anyway, he took the time at the end of that round, for whatever reason, just because he loved golf and he loved kids. I'd played with a baseball group, you know, from the time I was five. Hell, I thought I was good. And he took the time, and I never knew him to smoke, but he was always clearing his throat. And he said, son, said, if you will hold the club this way, you'll be a better golfer. And I thought to myself, because I hit a million balls. I'd hit a million balls already the other way, so. And I thought under my breath, I said, he's crazy, I can't do that. Yeah, well, you know how golf is.
And he was recommending the standard
anyway,
bar and grip.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And I thought the only one he ever taught to anybody that I know of. And I thought, well, you know, I'm 8 years old, and the only thing I know is I don't know anything.
And
this man was a pretty, you know, well-renowned instructor. So I thought, well, I better try that. So 2 weeks later, after I did it, I hit the ball better than I ever had in my life because of a grip change. From that point until the next, 44 years, I had him as a teacher.
Really?
And a confidant, and like a second father to me. Just a wonderful man.
Hmm.